New evidence came out today supporting charges that the United States knowingly left hundreds of American prisoners of war behind enemy lines in the final days of the Korean War. A House subcommittee released documents that had been stored for decades at the Dwight Eisenhower Presidential Library. The newly declassified papers suggest that as many as 900 American captives were unaccounted for after an exchange of prisoners that took place just before the end of the Korean War. NPR's John Nielsen has this report.
Retired Colonel Philip Corso, a former military aide to President Dwight D. Eisenhower, has insisted for years that the American government has been keeping an ugly secret about the end of the Korean War. Corso repeated the charge today at a House subcommittee hearing.
In 1953, 500 sick and wounded American prisoners were within 10 miles of the prisoner exchange point in Panmunjom and were never exchanged.
Spokesmen for the Pentagon have classified Corso's charge as uncorroborated hearsay in the past, but that response appeared to change today when the House National Security Subcommittee released a set of newly declassified government documents and memos. One of them, dated December 22, 1953, recounts a conversation between Army Secretary Robert Stevens and President Eisenhower, in which Stevens tells the president that as many as 900 prisoners of war had disappeared from North Korean camps. Quote, the president made the statement that he was not sure that if he had fully understood the situation, he would have felt it wise to go into the forthcoming peace conference. The documents seem to show that President Eisenhower instructed American officials to, quote, do everything they could to find out what had happened to the missing POWs and, if possible, get them out of North Korea. The documents don't say what happened after Eisenhower gave those orders, but a controversial witness at the House subcommittee hearing says it's his belief that the POWs were used as medical guinea pigs and then killed. Jan Sedja, a former Czechoslovakian defense official who now works for the United States Defense Intelligence Agency, said medical experiments on POWs were conducted at a North Korean hospital built by the Czech military.
The top secret purpose of the hospital was experiment on Americans and South Korean. The POW were used to test the effect of chemical and biological warfare agents and test the effect of atomic radiation.
Sedge's credibility has been challenged in the past by Senate investigators who have noted that other former Czech officials say this hospital was really a hospital. At today's hearing, Sedge said many of his critics were idiots and threatened to sue them. A spokesman for the Pentagon responded carefully to all of this. J. Allen Liotta, deputy director of the POW MIA office, said researchers with his office had begun a review of 1,800 pages of documents stored at the Eisenhower Library in an effort to resolve, quote, the apparent inaccuracies of the past. He added that his office was continuing to investigate unresolved reports that as many as 15 of the American POWs may still be alive in North Korea. This was the latest in a series of POW hearings chaired by Republican Congressman Robert Dornan of California, who speculated that President Eisenhower may have tried to keep the POW negotiations secret out of fear that it might lead to a nuclear confrontation.
But today, 1996, there is no credible explanation for not utilizing our great superpower's vast resources to finally keep faith with our brave men.
A team of 10 Defense Department officials is scheduled to travel to North Korea this month, partly to search for the remains of American soldiers. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.